मो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 58. Avadito pi hi avaso yata vastutaya smrita durga tatvat aindrikam Tatvat artha vikalpitam abhadito piya him abhaso yata vastutaya smritaha durga tatvat aindriyakam Tatvat artha vikalpitam abhadito pihi abhaso yata vastu taya smritaha durga tatvat aindriyakam tatvat artha vikalpitam Abhadito pihi abhaso yata vastutaya smritaha durga tatvat aindriyakam tatvarartha vikalpitam Avadito piya bhavaso yata vastutaya smritaha durga tatvad aindriyakam tatvad artha vikalpitam avadito pihi abhaso yata vastutaya smritaha durga tatvat andriyakam tadvarartham vikalpitam abhadito pi abhaso yata vastutaya smritaha durga tatvat aindriyakam tadvarartham vikalpitam Matajis avadito pi abhaso yata vastutaya smritaha durga tatvat aindriyakam tatvat artham vikalpitam avadito rejected api although he certainly Abhasa, a reflection. Yata, as. Vastutaya, a form of reality. Smritaha, accepted. Durga tatvat, because of being very difficult to prove the reality. Aindriyakam, knowledge derived from the senses. Tatvat, similarly. Artha, reality. Vikalpitam, speculated or doubtful. Translation. Although one may consider the reflection of the sun from the mirror, although one may consider the reflection of the sun from a mirror to be false, it has its actual existence. Accordingly, to prove by speculative knowledge that there is no reality would be extremely difficult. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The impersonalists try to prove that the varieties in the vision of the empiric philosopher are false. The impersonal philosophy, Vivartavad, generally cites the acceptance of a rope to be a snake as an example of this fact. According to this example, the varieties within our vision are false, just as a rope seen to be a snake is false. The Vaishnavas say, however, that although the idea that the rope is a snake is false, the snake is not false. One has experience of a snake in reality, and therefore he knows that although the representation of the rope as a snake is false or illusory, there is a snake in reality. Similarly, this world, which is full of varieties, is not false. It is a reflection of the reality in the Vaikuntha world, the spiritual world. The reflection of the sun from a mirror is nothing but light within darkness. Thus, although it is not exactly sunlight, without the sunlight, the reflection would be impossible. Let me say that again. Thus, although it is not exactly sunlight, without the sunlight, the reflection would be impossible. Similarly, the varieties of this world will be impossible unless there were a real prototype in the spiritual world. The Mayavadi philosopher cannot understand this. But a real philosopher must be convinced that light is not possible at all without a background of sunlight. Thus, the jugglery of words used by the Mayavadi philosopher to prove that this material world is false may amaze inexperienced children, but a man with full knowledge knows perfectly well that there cannot be any existence without Krishna. Therefore, a Vaishnava insists on the platform of somehow or other accepting Krishna. Tasmat kinapi upayena manak Krishna nivesayat. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.132. When we raise our unmixed faith to the lotus feet of Krishna, everything is revealed. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita 7.1, Maya Shakta Manakparta Yogam Yunjan Marashraya Asamsayam Samagramam Yata Gyasyasi Yatach Trinu. Now here, O son of Pritha Arjuna, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. Simply by raising one's staunch faith in Krishna and his instructions, one can understand reality without a doubt. Asamsayam samagramam. One can understand how Krishna's material and spiritual energies are working, and how he is present everywhere, although everything is not him. This philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda, inconceivable oneness and difference, is the perfect philosophy enunciated by the Vaishnavas. Everything is an emanation from Krishna, but it is not that everything must be worshipped. Speculative knowledge cannot give us reality as it is, but will continue to be nefariously imperfect. So-called scientists try to prove that there is no God and that everything is happening because of the laws of nature. But this is imperfect knowledge, because nothing can work unless directed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita 9:10 by the Lord Himself. Maya dyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetunanena kunteya jagat viparivartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. In this regard, Srila Madhvacharya gives this note, Durga tattvad artatvena parameshvarinaiva kalpitam. The background of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha, Bhagavad Gita 7:19. This can be understood by a mahatma who is perfect in knowledge. Such mahatma is rarely seen. Again, the verse. Abhaditopi hi abhaso yata vastutaya smita durga tatvat aindriyakam tatvat artam vikalpitam. Although one may consider the reflection of the sun from a mirror to be false, it has its factual existence. Accordingly, to prove by speculative knowledge that there is no reality would be extremely difficult. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. Vasudeva Paraveda Vasudeva Paramaka Vasudeva Parayoga Vasudeva Parakriya Vasudeva Parodharmo Vasudeva Paramtapa Vasudeva Paramgyanam Vasudeva Paramtapa Vasudeva Parodharmo Vasudeva Paragati. As Srila Prabhupada pointed out in this purport, Vasudeva Paragati, that Vasudev is everything. He is the all of the of all. Vasudeva Paraveda, he's the end of the study of the Vedas. Vasudeva Paramaka, Vasudeva Parayoga, he's the end of the performance of Bhakti Yoga. It doesn't, when in the purport, when it was referred to yoga, it didn't mean putting oneself in contortion positions or exercise. Yoga means bhakti yoga, or love and devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu smaranam. Vasudeva parakriya. Vasudeva Krishna is the end of our works. Vasudeva Paramgyanam, Vasudeva is the what is to be gained by knowledge. Vasudeva Paramgyanam, Vasudeva Paramtapaha, our austerities and penances are meant for Vasudeva. Vasudeva Parodharmo, real religiosity means Vasudeva. Vasudeva Paragati, the ultimate goal. The all-in-all, that is Vasudeva Krishna. So this philosophy of personalism, in India there are two schools of thought mainly for many, many thousands of years. There's the Sarvakalpa Samadhi and the Nirvakalpa Samadhi. Sarvakalpa Samadhi means understanding that God has all form and personality. And Nirvikalpa Samadhi means God has no form and God has no personality. So the impersonalists follow this Nirvikalpa Samadhi. They believe that God has no form. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mityu. That the spiritual world is truth and this material world is false. However, the Vaishnav, the personalists, who understand Vasudeva Sarvamiti, the Samahatmas Sadurlabha, that Krishna is everything, understand that the spiritual world is truth and the material world is temporary. There's reality in the material world. A snake, as Srila Prabhupada points out in this purport, is a snake and a rope is a rope. They don't merge into one another, even though one may mistakenly see. But the impersonalistic class of men thinks that everything has become one. Everything has become nothing. At the time of death, we were at an interfaith meeting. They were talking about death, and so they had taken something from somewhere. Krishna knows only. And they said at the time of death, the Hindu understanding is that one merges into the all and becomes one with nothing. Or as they say in the world of pizza, I take one with everything. Give me one with everything. So I raised my hand and I said, this is not exactly the Hindu tradition. There are two schools of thought. One is that one becomes nothing and merges into the all and just becomes a piece of the light. But there is another tradition, which is the personal tradition, that believes there's a God who lives in the spiritual world, and that if one is so fortunate to go back to the spiritual world, one, nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yo vidadati kaman. We are always eternal. God is eternal. And we are personalities. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam chetananam. We are a personality and God is a personality. We don't merge into God's personality, but we always remain God's servant. We always remain in relationship, separate from God, as our own individual. We never lose our individuality. We never merge with anything. Krishna consciousness, Vaishnava tradition, personal tradition, does not believe in merging. Except with traffic on the highway, we merge. We don't merge into one another. We're all one brother. You and you are me as I am me, and he is she, and we are all together. No, we don't believe. I'm me, and you are you. And I'll never become you. And you will never become me. Even at the time of death, we keep, the soul travels on the subtle body. Our personality is there, even at the time of death. You could see in a young child, I see in my grandson, personality is there from very young age. It's not that one is personality-less. or one merges into the personality, you're born with a particular personality. When I was very young, I was born with a particular personality. Up until 6 years old, they didn't call me Sura. They didn't call me my Karmi name. They called me Smiley. After six, somehow that changed. I won't get into it. But I was always smiling and thinking of nice thoughts till finally I realized the material world was a terrible place and people were very nasty and miserable and doctors were worse. And I was no longer smiley, but I was very serious all the time. And people asked, what happened to Smiley? We're born with a particular personality. Even very young age, my son came in, my grandson came in. He's only 15 months old. He was attracted to Srimad Bhagavatam, the books on the bookshelf. So he started pulling all the books out of the bookshelf. Maybe he wanted to read. I don't know what was his desire. His mother told him, no, Jackson Chan, don't pull the books. So his personality was such that he realized something was wrong. He doesn't exactly speak English yet. But somehow or other, he took all the books and pushed them all the way to the back of the bookshelf, almost to come out of the back of the bookshelf, all the books. Everyone has personality. We're not void. We're not one with all and all with one. We are nityo nityanam chaitanas chaitananam. This is the difference between the personless and the impersonless. And that's why Srila Prabhupada so many times pounces on the impersonless and calls them Mayavadis. And that's why we pray when we glorify Srila Prabhupada, when we offer his pranam, we always say, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvasesa, Sunyavadi, Paschatya Desa Tarine. Not good enough to say Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. That may be okay for your guru, but your Param Guru, our guru, Srila Prabhupada, Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gauravani Pracharine. He's teaching the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauravani Pracharine. Nirvasesa Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. And he's delivering the Western world from the Nirvasesvadis and the Sunyavadis. Those who think that all is nothing, and those who think that you merge into all is one. We don't believe all is one, and we don't believe all is nothing. Srila Prabhupada came to this Western world to deliver us from that misconception. We all had that misconception, I know myself. I was studying very closely the books of Be Here Now and the autobiography of the yogi with all of the mystical, magical feats of the Paramahamsa, so-called. So much so that after leaving this world for 28 days, Srila Prabhupada points out, they say his body did not deteriorate. However, on the 29th day, that was a different story. We won't discuss. That mystical feats That's also part of the Mayavad. They can create some vibhuti, or they can... We had one guru we were following. Not following, I shouldn't say. We were performing kirtan and bringing prasadam. And he was wearing very long sleeve kurta, extremely long sleeves. And out from his hands he would produce different deities and all kinds of amazing things. And I asked one of his senior followers, he gave me a Radha Krishna deity that he manifested. And it said on it, 18 carat was inscribed inside of the Murti. So I said, you know, it's amazing that he created, or maybe it said made in India or something. Made in China. There was some inscription. So I went to the senior man. I said, you know, it's amazing. Gurudev, this so-called Gurudev, created Radha Krishna deities out of the blue from his long sleeves. He wore, he came by the temple in very long sleeves always. Always had long sleeves. He didn't have short arms, but he had long sleeves for some amazing reason. Great mystic yogi. I said, you know, I got this Radha Krishna deity. It says 18, it says made in India, inscribed on it. I showed him. He said, yeah. I said, well, when he creates something, he creates the, you know, brand of, you know, where it comes from, how many carats, etc. He said, it's not like Gurudev creates something from nowhere. He takes it from one place and brings it to another. I said, so this particular deity was at one time in a bazaar on a table. He said, yeah. I said, and he kind of stole it from that place and brought it to this place. He said, something like that, yes. So we can see even their spiritual so-called explanation. Is filled with material conception of thievery. What to speak, he actually got it at the bazaar. Whether he bought it or stole it, we don't know, and stuffed it up his sleeve. That's a fact. Anyone could see. He had a mystic city of keeping something between the elbows and letting it slip down to the hand. That was the mystic city. Any juggler of items can learn that. I can't do that, but mine would probably just fall out on the floor. If I was trying to imitate, I would hold it between my elbows and boom, it would fall on the floor. So he was expert at catching something from his elbows. Mayavadis, they have no concept of what is spirituality and what is material. Just like we were at one house of the Mayavadis. Naikatma Prabhu asked the lady, what is your good philosophy? We were there on a Sunday morning. They juiced some juice for us and some fruits offered to Krishna. What is your philosophy? And she responded, oh, Buddhism and a little of Hinduism and a little Shinto, and it's kind of a mixture of all those things. So he, being an intelligent Vaishnav, knowing that it's not one with everything. I said, but what's the actual philosophy? Oh, it's part of the Hindu and the Buddhist tradition, isn't it? Was that her ultimate? She was the leader. She was one of the leaders. She wasn't the guru, but she was one of the heads of the organization. We were invited to stay at her house, her and her husband's house. And she couldn't explain in 10 words or less what to speak of 10 words of more. Srila Prabhupada said we can speak for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said we can have so many newspapers that could go on for months and months to explain the Vaishnava tradition. She said it was something like Hinduism and Buddhism. I'm not exactly sure. So this Mayavad philosophy is very dangerous because actually there is no philosophy to become one with everything, or that I am you and you are me, brother. And therefore there's no rules, no regulations. We read one Mayavadi Kirtan. They had all kinds of nonsense foods. I asked the leader of the group, do you have any regulative principle? And he said, what the heck is a regulative principle? I said, you know, like no meat, no fish, no eggs, no intoxication, no gambling, no illicit connection. He said, my guru wasn't like that. He never gave any rules and regulations. They said, he shined like the sun, and we bathed in his sunshine. This is their philosophy. They're sunbathers. Just like many people, they go to Venice Beach and they sunbathe. I could never understand that. Although that's something material. To lay in the sun to become darker. I thought I was dark enough. They even were wondering. They asked my mother. My mother and father were very light-skinned. I came out very dark-skinned. And they said, whose son is he anyway? I couldn't see becoming darker. We don't see African-American people sunbathing so much. Is it Archita? I don't know. They have no... But they say, my guru shined like the sun and we bathed in his sunshine. Just see. We say, my spiritual master made so many disciples, opened so many temples, translated so many books. I am serving him with my heart and soul, this lifetime at least. That I serve my spiritual master. I don't bathe in his sunshine. I don't sunbathe in his. I serve his lotus feet. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam says, Aruya Krichena Parampadam Tata Padanti Ado Nadrita Yuzmat Angraya. Someone may claim to be very advanced. You have to call me Prabhu, Mayavadis oftentimes say. You address me as Prabhu. I am your senior. But because they have no regard for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, for service to the spiritual master, Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. Because they don't understand the meaning of the Vedic mantras to serve the spiritual master. Actually, they're not very advanced. Parampadam Nadrita Yuzmad Angraya. They are fallen. They have no regulative principle. They have no discrimination. What is spiritual? What is material? We understand. Srila Prabhupada described that there is the spiritual energy that is like the ocean, and there is the material energy that is like the earth, and we are in between. We can choose the spiritual or we can choose the material. They're both reality. That Prabhupada describes like the beach. Sometimes the ocean comes, washes the beach, and the beach becomes the ocean, part of the ocean. And sometimes the beach, the water goes farther, Srila Prabhupada explains, and the beach becomes part of the land. There is the superior energy, the inferior energy, and we are marginal energy. We have our choice. Whether we serve Krishna and the pure devotees, the spiritual master and the predecessor acharyas, or we serve this material world and all of the attachments that are there in this real material world. The material world is not the spiritual world. It is not all one. Everything in the material world is not worshipable, Prabhupada said in the purport. It is created by the Supreme Lord, but it is part of this material creation. So the Vaishnav discriminates and distinguishes between spiritual and material and acts accordingly. This is the grave difference between the Vaishnav philosophy and the Mayavadi philosophy. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra Ekahe Marm. How does that start? I forget the Bengali, but Ekala Kale Kale Nahi Koinya Dharm Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra Ekahe Marm. The Vaishnavs, Americans are learning Bengali for the purpose of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was predicted by Bhaktivinoda Thakur and by our Srila Prabhupada. They're learning. American boys, kind of an old boy, but a boy, a really old boy, learning the Bengali to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Young boys, too. I was watching one video of Srila Prabhupada, and I wanted to see everything Prabhupada did, just like the Jai Om prayers, Ki Jai, all of Srila Prabhupada's enunciation. And then he called on the Vaishnavs to chant, and he didn't say anything for the boys to chant. And then when the Matajis chanted, as I say Matajis, some people say Vaishnavis, some people say ladies, Prabhupada said in the tape, girls. So I thought, in those days, everyone was 19, 20, 21. The old folks were 23, 24. When we had joined, if you were like an old person, he's an old man, she's an old lady, they were 25. And so Prabhupada said, girls, I was very amazed. So Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra. In this Kali Yuga, there is no religious principle. Only thing is Vaishnav and Vaishnav Shastra. And that is the sum and substance of everything. This is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nahi Koinya Dharm. In this Kali Yuga, Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan, Vaishnava Vaishnava Shastra, Eka Himar, something like that. I think I merged the two verses. In this Kali Yuga, there is no religious principle. Only thing is Vaishnavs and Vaishnav Shastra. And this is the sum and substance of everything. So therefore, we should be very careful to associate with Vaishnavs and not associate with the Mayavadis, the Sunyavadis, the Nirvisesvadis. Not glorify the Mayavadis and so-called yogis who are performing great mystic feats of material expertise. But Srila Prabhupada's miracle, they asked, can you show us a miracle? My miracle is all these boys and girls that formerly they were engaged in so many activities and now they are chanting Hare Krishna. Saintly young men and young ladies. This is the miracle. You don't have to zap us, John Lennon said. Zap us, Swami. And Prabhupada said, no, we don't. There's no zapping. We don't zap. Sometimes we do kirtan at these programs, and one guru, he was staring at everybody. He said, you don't need books. You don't need kirtan. We just led kirtan for an hour. It was ecstatic. He said, you don't need kirtan. You just need to look in my eyes. And he had, as they say in the material world, in my country, the stink eye. It was a mean, nasty eye. And he stared at everyone, and it was quite frightening. Another person, they give you, what do they call this? They touch you and give you Shaktipad. They can give you this magical, mystical Shakti just by touching you, or they put tilak on you. This is their claim. And sometimes people come up, like in the Christian television, and they shake. And we were at one program, and they were catching the people in a chutter or in a sheet as they fell, and then they were toting them off to the back room. Literally. Were you there? At one of these, Nikama was probably there. They were shuddering and crying, and they'd faint, and they'd bring them back. And they wanted to touch our head, and we were like, you know, shaking and shuddering. No, don't. Because we saw them at the hotel the day before. We had tea and toast, and they were eating bacon and eggs and ham and toast and tea. And so their fingers were still, they wanted to touch. No, please don't. They thought, oh, he's shaking. He's ready to faint. I was like, oh, my God, no, don't touch me with those greasy, nasty hands. True story. They touched me. I was like, I freaked. I think they dragged me in the back before kirtan. So we don't adhere to any of their bogus. We follow Srila Prabhupada and the predecessor acharyas and the real philosophy of Krishna consciousness. All glories to Sri Guru and Gaurangwa. Was that a lie? Those are true stories. We got all the witnesses. He's got one. Where there were three, they were lined up and they were taking the fire.
Oh, yeah.